everybody. Today is World Autism Awareness Day. And I decided to make this video because I have a child on the spectrum. And I decided to make this video to clear up the reasons why this year we are not partaking in the symbolism of the puzzle piece or the lighted up blue or just the color blue in general. So I felt to make this video because a lot of people would probably not understand my stand on this year. I have a lot of people who support my daughter. They wear blue, they have puzzle pieces, they tag me in the post. I'm not discouraging that. If that's what make you comfortable and if that's what you want to do to show your solidarity towards me and my daughter's journey, you've been there with me from the start. You're free to do that. You're more than welcome to do that. I will not tell you what to do. We are adults. I just want to bring some information to you guys because it is Awareness Day and April is Autism Awareness Month. So in the past year, I've ran across some content creators who are actually autistic. They are on TikTok. They are amazing. They are awesome. They bring so much things to my knowledge that I was not aware of. You know how they say ignorance is bliss? That is a really true statement because when you don't know something, it makes it easier for you to continue to behave in a certain way. I'm going to give you an example. So last year was my first year celebrating Juneteenth. As an African American woman, I used to celebrate the 4th of July, not knowing that, you know, in history, our slaves were not freed until June 19th, which Juneteenth. So I renounced the celebration of the 4th of July now, and now I will celebrate June 19th. Now, you would think that when you get new information and you want to better yourself, that people would clap for you or applaud you and say, that is amazing. I'm glad that you made that change. You learned something and you're doing something properly. No, you actually get backlash like, oh, now you woke. Sis is woke. Oh, she's so woke. Why she want to be like that? Why she want to be, you know, taken away from the fun? Oh, you used to wear an American flag. You used to celebrate the 4th of July. Yes, that is true. But that was before I learned my history. So this is similar to the reason why I do not wear a puzzle. I'm not going to be wearing puzzle pieces. I'm not going to be lighting up blue moving forward for autism awareness. So I found out through these content creators who are actually autistic adolescents and young adults or adults living with autism that the puzzle piece is a negative symbolism and that lighted up blue is associated with an agency, Autism Speaks, which is an agency that does not help the advancement of autistic people. They take a lot of donations, they do a lot of fundraising, but they don't actually give that money to the autistic community or the families impacted by autism. So this is the reason why I will not be wearing blue or say lighted up blue or support Autism Speaks anymore. I don't have concrete evidence of this. I can only go by people who are actually autistic who are making these claims. And because my child is actually on the spectrum and autistic, I want to respect her. She's 9 years old and she's limited verbal. She cannot tell me her feelings, but I can look at these people who are very traumatized and annoyed by this stuff and I can say, I am not gonna add to it. So I will not be supporting these things anymore. And the reason why they don't like lighted up blue is because it's tend to be stereotypical that only males or mostly males are diagnosed and deal with being on a spectrum, which we know that's not true. My daughter is a female and they usually say white males are diagnosed with autism and are on a spectrum. And that's where the lighted up blue came from because they're trying to say boys, blue, autism. Okay, my daughter is a female African-American and she has autism. She has classical autism. It is her diagnosis. She meets the criteria in the DSM. So that's why, you know, lighted up blue. I have a daughter. Now that they brought that to my attention, we won't be lighting it up blue anymore. I saw another campaign that's wear red instead. I have to do more research on that before I start wearing red and asking my family that support me to wear red. But I did see online, another organization that does help people with autism, that does donate to people with autism, who is more of a help to people with autism. And the name of that movement is Wear Red Instead. So people who support that agency, they tend to wear red on World Autism Day. Because I'm still learning and because I'm still trying to figure out who I can support, today I'm not wearing a color at all. What I will do is give you some information that I found helpful, that I learned from these content creators that are on the spectrum, is that there are some terms. So we have neurotypical and neurodivergent. Neurotypical is to describe people like you and I who were born without a diagnosis of autism, or whose brains don't have certain limitations in certain areas as far as communication and social skills. So that's a neurotypical. Then we have a neurodivergent. This is people born on a spectrum or with any other challenges to the brain, other areas of the brain that may be impacted due to conditions, genetics, injuries, anything like that. To better put this in words, you ever saw the movie Divergent? I don't know. I'm a very big movie buff. So the movie Divergent, Insurgent, and Allegiant covers this. There's like four factions and they have certain ways that they're supposed to be, and if you don't fit into any of these factions, you're considered a divergent, which you're considered dangerous, and they go after you and they try to kill you. It's action-packed, it's crazy, really good movie. But when I think about neurotypical and neurodivergent, that movie comes to mind, because it's like people who were born and process things in a different way tend to be labeled as a mystery. This is the reason why the puzzle piece is a little disrespectful, because it's like you're putting together pieces, you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to say that these people are such a mystery that you don't know what's wrong with them, you don't know why they're like that, and you need to figure it out. Thinking about it now, because before, I'm not gonna lie, I threw parties, I used puzzle pieces, I gave out trinkets that had these symbols. But now, if I thought about it, you know, in hindsight, that is a little bit disrespectful to say, oh, because I'm born in a different manner, I need a puzzle piece to symbolize me, to say that I'm so out of the norm, I'm so crazy, I'm so different, I'm so out of the way, that, oh, let's try to figure this out. And we all know, when you put a puzzle together, once you finish, that means you solved the puzzle, right? That means that you figured it out. That means, like, the puzzle is done, you don't have to do anything else. That's another issue that the autistic community has with this puzzle piece, because they feel and they want to get the message out that there's nothing to them that needs to be solved. They are human beings. They deserve the same equal rights. They just think different. They have different needs, and they just need accommodations, and they just need empathy. They don't need to be figured out as a puzzle piece. That's why I'm denouncing the puzzle piece. It's similar to me as a woman of color and people using symbols like the Confederate flag, right? For them, the Confederate flag means whatever it means to them. To me, the Confederate flag means something negative. So if I ask you to take down that flag, I'm not saying that you can't believe what you want to believe. I'm not saying that you can't celebrate what you want to celebrate. What I'm saying is that flag doesn't represent something positive to me. This is the same thing with the puzzle piece. So puzzle pieces, gonna be out for me. I'm not doing puzzle pieces. Light it up blue, not doing any gender-specific colorings of situations. So that's out for me. And Autism Speaks, I will not be donating to them anymore, and I will not be participating in any walks anymore until they show me some more research that shows what they actually do to help the autistic community, and until they show me that they actually have autistic people on the board or working for their charity or their agency, they will not get another dime from me. I will not advocate for anybody to follow them or give them any money. That's it. And my cousin actually brought up a really good point about this whole thing, because she asked me, like, oh, what are we doing to celebrate Autism Awareness Day? Because we usually go big. We usually go big, balloons, cakes. I'm telling you, puzzles everywhere. We usually go big. And when she asked me, I told her, you know, I have some bad news. This year, we won't be using puzzles. We won't be lighting it up blue. I said, I can't do that with a conscience. Like, I can't do that in good faith, because I don't know if 10 years from now, when my daughter isn't a teenager and she knows about the current things going on? Would she be disrespected? Would she feel disrespected by me celebrating in a way that's deemed as negative or disrespectful? And my cousin said to me, she said, you know what? This reminds me of the movie X-Men. This reminds me of the movie X-Men where they had the thought process that being a mutant was a bad thing. So they tried to find a cure. They ridiculed the mutants. They made the mutants live, you know, in secrecy. And then there was another thought of people that embraced being a mutant, that said being a mutant is a good thing, to be proud, to not try to cure it. And even Rogue, one of the characters, she was an adolescent mutant who tried to get this vaccine or this cure, because she was, her mutation was something where she couldn't touch people, and she felt lonely because she was a teenager and she wanted to be like a regular teenager. So that was like the best example of like what I'm trying to get, the point I'm trying to get across, is that some people who are autistic don't feel like it needs to be cured. They don't feel like they are less than. They don't feel like they want a puzzle piece. They don't feel like it's a mystery. They feel like you, as a parent, decided to have a child. And because you decided to have a child and the child came out with a different type of need or a different type of thinking process, you don't get any extra credit for that. You don't get a medal or an award. You decide to become a parent. So why do you need to get more credit or more sympathy or more attention and deem yourself as an autistic mom or autism dad, which is another term that I'm finding out is a derogatory term, PERT, or some of the autistic content creators, because they're saying like autism mom is a mom who actually has autism, who's on the spectrum, not a neurotypical mom who is getting clout or celebrating the fact that they have an autistic child. Because again, we all sign up to be parents. We all know what can happen if you're a parent. We all know that there's birth defects, there's genetics, mutations, there's things that can happen when you become a parent. So it's kind of self-absorbed and a little arrogant to think you deserve more credit or special treatment because you decide to become a parent and your child comes out with different needs. So just what I want you to get from today's video, being that we're spreading autism awareness, supposed to be acceptance and awareness, is that the puzzle piece for me, out. I will no longer represent the puzzle piece. Light it up blue, out. I will no longer wear blue on Autism Awareness Day. I know it should be the color too, the symbolism, and they're going to light up a lot of buildings blue, and they're going to do a lot of blue stuff, but light it up blue is out for me. I'm no longer going to identify as an autism mom. I'm a mom who's raising a child with autism. That's it. I'm no longer autism mom, so that's coming out of my vocabulary, my bio and all that stuff. And Autism Speaks, again, they may do some good work, they might have a good intention, but just because you have a good intention doesn't mean you're not creating harm to others. So Autism Speaks, you know, no longer a goal for me. I will say this, I'm going to research Wear Red Instead, and I'm going to see if Wear Red Instead is where I want to be as far as donations or representation. If they represent the autistic community in a positive way, like I'm being told that they do, then maybe next year, me and my daughter and my family and friends will wear red instead. But hopefully this gave you some information about autism. Hopefully this spread some awareness about some of the controversial things that could make people feel uncomfortable when you're celebrating autism awareness. And I'm glad that you took the time to listen to me today. Everybody have a wonderful day. Happy Friday. And again, happy Autism Awareness Day. Spread love and spread positivity.